Pete Wilkins, like, it's just the final whistle there, the silence, a smattering of dissent as well, which is always going to happen. But like, it's just really unusual to have a game end like that, a performance like that from a Connacht team. Where does it rank for you in your time here?
To be blunt, it's as disappointed as I've been. I think, you know, as a coach here, I think we always pride ourselves on staying in the fight. And I think, you know, there might be errors in games. We might have days where we play better than others. But, you know, you continue to apply pressure to the opposition and fight for the scraps. And, you know, I think overall it was a huge anticlimax. And, you know, we had opportunities to control the game better. We had opportunities to hurt the Lions more, and I don't think we took them, and I think we gave them some soft ones, and ultimately you get what you deserve, and you know, that's where we end up at the end of it.
We heard this week from Joe Joyce, we heard from Scott Fardy, there was a lot of talk about preparation, a lot of talk about a really deep dive into what the Lions do, what went wrong there for you at this stage when you look at what they brought to the field. Did they surprise you?
No, I don't think there are any surprises at all. I think what you've said in terms of our preparation reflected how we went about it, and you know, I thought there was excellent intensity in our training week, and it was probably one of the more physical and energised weeks that we've had for some time in terms of the practice that we had. I think, as you said, we did our due diligence on the Lions. We knew they had what we felt was the strongest scrum in the competition. We felt that they, you know, certainly one of the top three attacking forces in the competition, and they're up there with the best South African teams away from home. So we knew exactly what the threat was. But you know, by half time, we'd conceded 9 turnovers. We conceded 8 penalties. So that's 17 times that we've not only given them the ball back, but failed to capitalise on opportunities for ourselves. But also giving them breaks in play. I mean, they travelled midweek, long-haul flight, difficulties with that. It was a great chance for us to get some ball in play time and really impose our game on them. But by half-time, we had 35% possession on the back of those errors and penalties. And when you're doing that, as I said, not only are you giving them a break, but you're also giving them belief. And whether they've got 15 men, 14 men, or whatever, ultimately, if you give up that many opportunities, then you start to feed the mindset in them that it could be their day. And as I said, I thought they capitalised on that really, really well.
What was bringing about those errors for you? So many misfires.
Yeah, there wasn't actually a trend in it. I mean, I'm up there in the coach's box making notes as they happen, as I always do. And, you know, you're looking for patterns. Is it defensively not rolling away at the breakdown? Is it offsides? Is it around the set piece? And it was a bit of everything. And I think that, you know, on some nights when there's not a theme as such to go and fix at halftime, you know, that can be more frustrating because there's not just an obvious aspect of the game to beat the drum about. But I think it probably showed that we were too loose in terms of some of that detail, whether it's a back foot offside or whether that's looking after the ball in contact or whether that's listening to the referee's instructions around the ruck. In terms of the turnovers, whether that's forcing the ball when we just need to bank it and play through the opposition a couple of phases longer rather than trying to get around the edge and get to the space too quickly. You know, I just don't think we delivered on so many different aspects of the game. And you know, rugby's a game that you get what you deserve. And if you don't take your opportunities and if you give up freebies, then good teams will hurt you. And one thing we know about the Lions is, you know, they're a good attacking team. And I think they showed that tonight.
They kind of failed to exploit the extra man. The space on the rugby field is so important to find it. Are you frustrated with your players on the field for not figuring that out or attempting different things? They seem to be doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, I wasn't frustrated with how they went about it in terms of varying what they're doing. I think what would have been easy, certainly second half, would have been to come out and start offloading the ball loosely or little chip kicks and try and chase the game too early. I didn't think we needed to do that, as you said, particularly against 14 men, and particularly knowing that as strong as the Lions are in attack, defensively, we knew there were going to be opportunities there for us, whether it was 15 men or 14 men. So I think to go off script and start playing too loosely would have been a mistake, particularly with how dangerous they are on the turnover. I think we could have played into their defensive line a little bit more. I think there were times where you know, we were going out the back and probably trying to get to space on the edge without really sitting down the defence, and they're able just to drift off. That's something we'll certainly look at in review. And that's not any one player making a decision on that. That's as a team, you know, just trying to move the ball and maybe trying to get the wins a little too early in the phases. So, you know, there's some detail there attacking wise, but you know, ultimately as well, we've got to stop them when they have the ball, and defensively I think they were I think we lost the physical battle defensively in the first half. I think there were too many contacts where, whether we had one tackler or two tackler in it, I think the Lions went forwards in that and got quick ball on the back of it or got little offloads in the back of it. And then second half, you saw, you know, multiple times defenders getting beaten on an inside shoulder where we're drifting too far sideways, and you open up a soft inside shoulder and the Lions are able to capitalise on that. So, you know, some of those things are fundamental to what we're doing. It's, you know, it's nothing that Scott Fardy's doing wrong or differently this week. It's how the players have responded on the night, and you know, I think that was disappointing, because against any South African team you need to be square off the line and very, very physical in defence, otherwise they will exploit those opportunities. And you know, as I said, we gave them too many soft ones there.
You went with a 6-2 split. Did you regret that midway through the second half? Would you have liked to have more options to change in the back line?
I don't think so. I mean, I'll reflect on that more deeply over the next sort of 48 hours, but you know, the way it played out, I think, you know, to have that energy and try and get more intent and more physicality from the bench, particularly around the forward play, you know, I think that was where we were going to get the lift in the game. I don't think it was necessary that, you know, we needed any different combinations or anything in the back line. I think, you know, the opportunities were there for us. But, said, but you know, 17 occasions by half time where we've given up penalties or turnovers, you're just not going to build pressure on any team, regardless of who you got on the field.
Just those final few minutes, Pete, you know, you're brilliant at giving us an insight into the technical elements, and we can learn a lot from it. But there's an emotional side to the game. Dave Heffernan sat here maybe about 2 months ago after the Bordeaux defeat, or 3 months ago, and he was very broken by it. Like, how many times can you go to the well in these moments? Because I can only imagine how down they are now, and it's really damaged the playoff run for the moment anyways.
Yeah, look, I think in terms of the playoff run, I don't think it's anything terminal, and that's not to downplay this result, because I'm hugely disappointed by it.
So just to the emotion then and the group.
But I think the key bit is you get bumps like that, and I think that's the nature of sport. I think that's the nature of professional sport, unfortunately. But really the key is what we see next from the group. And I know that's a bit of a cliche, but we talked about this game there being no excuses for us. And that wasn't out of disrespect for the Lions. It was knowing that we had really good preparation going in. We knew how we could hurt them. We felt we'd identified how they could hurt us. And it was in our hands in terms of how we performed. And, you know, we didn't perform well enough. And, you know, you look to see, well, how a guy's going to respond to that. And we go to Benetton next, and you know, they're a team that's floating around similar position to us in the league table. It's a place where, you know, historically we found it very challenging to play there in terms of the type of team they are, in terms of the travel, in terms of the conditions when you get there. And it'll be a huge test of the character of this group, and also the resilience of this group, in terms of, it's not as simple as just saying bounce back from this defeat this evening. You've got to be prepared to look it in the eyes and dig into it and process it and work out what you need to do differently, whether that's as a team or for the players personally. And that ultimately will decide the emotional state or the mental state that we go to Italy in next week. And, you know, I think Interpros, we were talking about downstairs earlier as coaches, you know, it's easy to get up for a game against Leinster or Munster or Ulster. You know, those, the emotion of the occasion comes to you on those days. But, you know, a long trip to Italy and leaving on a Thursday lunchtime, and the challenge that will await us there with a team that's full of internationals, you know, that's where we'll see the emotional state of the group. And I think the strong characters will stand up, and they'll lead us into that. And it's up to us as coaches to make sure we keep feeding that desire and keep feeding that clarity around what we need to do over there. But you know, it's an emotional roller coaster. That's the game. And you know, for us, it's make sure that we grab this in terms of the response. And you know, we'll see that in the performance next week.